At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Heck of a lot to get to. We'll take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin speaking to the D.C. media for the first time after putting pen to paper on his brand new 3-year, $96 million extension that will keep him here in the nation's capital for the foreseeable future. We'll get you the details on Terry McLaurin's extension as we roll throughout the show. But just to start things off here, hearing Terry McLaurin speak this afternoon, music to my ears. Honestly, hearing him speak this afternoon, music to my ears, and I've been saying this really dating back to Saturday when he was participating in the prayer circle, and of course, that meant a lot more to me than it should have, but ever since Saturday, I've really described the Terry McLaurin situation like this. It feels like after a couple of months of having isolated thunderstorms and torrential downpours and so on and so forth. Saturday, when he participated in the prayer circle with his teammates, that felt like the sun peeking through just a little bit. Clearer skies are on the horizon for the Washington Commanders, specifically this offense, but this team as a whole. One thing we'll talk about as we ease our way into the 7 o'clock hour here is now that Terry McLaurin is under contract, does it change your outlook for the 2025 season? And I'll be real here, whether it's right or not, kind of does change my outlook just a little bit. We'll touch on that as we roll our way into the 7 o'clock hour. A couple of guests going to stop by the program per usual in the 8 o'clock hour. Our pal Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, the Team 980. He'll join us to give us his thoughts on what we just heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Terry McLaurin. Some of the details that were divulged, you know, during AP's presser. If we would have found out these things while this process was going on, I think the conversation around McLaurin would have died down a little bit. But it's to the credit of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, really everybody within the organization. Mike Vrabel went viral late last week for saying that he's going to find out who the rats were in the organization. After years of having things leaked out time and time again, felt like throughout this process, there were no leaks. And I think it's what we found out earlier this afternoon, and we'll play the audio a little bit later on, but Adam Peters talking about, yeah, like Terry was in my office every day while this was going on. We didn't know that. Remember all the conversation there was about where the relationship stood between the two sides. The reason that speculation was out there is because until, you know, we got that video of AP and Terry talking on the sideline, a lot of us were under the belief that the two sides weren't talking. And it just kind of is what it is. And I feel like now that this is over and we're going to get some of the details about, you know, what exactly happened and transpired during the process, the best way that I could put it, and I know there are some others out there that feel this way as well after the details were released, this was something that could have got done sooner in the offseason, but you understand that business is business, point blank, period. And I think Adam said this earlier today during the presser, and it's what everyone's been saying throughout the entirety of the process: deadlines spur action. And you were starting to get to a point to where it was like, hey, look, if you don't get a deal done now, you're in jeopardy of him missing the season opener. And I think we all knew that that was going to be doomsday, right? And the funniest thing throughout this process, and that's where you all geek me out as fans. Every time I tweet something out, it's, I thought you said Terry played his last game as commander. I thought you said Terry wasn't going to be here. Give me a break. Fly a kite. Things change, right? This is a medium. This is a field where when you get presented with new information, guess what happens? Guess what happens? Psst, your opinion changes. That's how I was supposed to be, right? When you find out new stuff, you'd be a damn fool to continue to feel the same way about a situation. I want to let you hear real quick from Adam Peters, the general manager of the Washington Commanders. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, we will get hot and heavy into the cuts from earlier this afternoon, because there was a lot said between Adam Peters, between Dan Quinn, between Terry McLaurin. Right now, though, here is the general manager of your Washington Commanders, Adam Peters, giving his first thoughts on getting the deal done.
First, we'll start with Terry. And, you know, so I said in the offseason that we wanted to get something done with Terry and wanted him to be here for the long term. And we're thrilled that we got a chance to do that. And it was a really great day a couple of days ago. You know, first the cool story was we were in my office and just heard a huge commotion outside. And it was just when the players got done doing their run on Monday. And we knew exactly what it was. And it was all the guys congratulating for that deal. And then yesterday we got to have Terry and Caitlin come in here to sign. And that was a really neat day too. Special day. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of smiles. And it was a really neat deal. And I wanted to thank really our content team, our graphics team, and just everybody who had a part in that. Courtney, our photographer, made that day really special for us, but especially for Terry and Caitlin. And so really thrilled to have that done and have him back out on the field. And as well, really want to thank Terry. And it wasn't always easy, but we had a lot of talks along the way. He came to my office a bunch and really had a lot of cool conversations, and just want to thank him for his professionalism throughout the whole negotiation, and really pumped to be moving forward with him for a long time now.
I just love Adam Peters, by the way. We're saying this to some of the fellas here in studio. He's going to thank everybody. The social media intern getting thanked, right? The person that held the door for Terry McLaurin getting thanked. It's just the type of dude that he is. And it's honestly, we can, you know, poke fun at it and laugh at it and make cringy jokes all we want. Like, it's awesome because this is different. This is different. Like, how available he is to the media, how available Josh Harris is to the media, all different. And it shows the change of the guard that's happened here in the nation's capital. But how can you not be thrilled now that this deal is finally done? The contract details were revealed earlier this afternoon. We will get to those as we roll throughout the show. But the bottom line is this. Through hell or high water, by hook or by crook, a lot of you all felt like at some point Terry McLaurin had to show up and play. He's going to get to do it now with a brand spanking new contract. And I'm happy for him. I think all of you should be happy for him. The one conversation that, you know, we're going to get into maybe a little bit later on tonight is you know, now that the contract details have been revealed, is there a winner? Is there a loser in this situation? And I know what people are going to say, oh, everyone's a winner because Terry McLaurin's back in the uniform. Let's be real here. Terry McLaurin's back in the uniform, but he missed all of training camp. You can't tell me that that was the ideal set of circumstances here. So we will get into that difficult conversation in terms of who the winner is here in this situation. But the bottom line is Terry McLaurin back out on the practice field for the Washington Commanders. And it wasn't just Terry out there at wide receiver this afternoon. Noah Brown back on the practice field as well. This offense is going to be special. Point blank. That's really my overarching thought on this. Is now you get to see Deebo Samuel and Zach Ertz and those guys be their absolute best. Because Zach Ertz couldn't be his best without Terry. Deebo couldn't be his best without Terry. And as we start to creep up on the season opener, it is super, super difficult not to be really, really bullish on what this 2025 could be for the Washington Commanders. Just getting rolling, though, here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Senior reporter for The Athletic, Diana Russini. She's got a podcast called Scoop City. On yesterday's episode, Diana revealed where Terry McLaurin's camp started at with these negotiations. And you're not going to want to miss this number because let's just say Terry McLaurin and company, as they should, shot for the moon right out of the gate. We'll let you hear from Diana Russini next. This is The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Just getting rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. A heck of a lot to get to. Here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime, we will get into the contract details for one Terry McLaurin. He spoke to the local media earlier this afternoon. We'll let you hear some of that as well. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, they addressed the media too. We'll give you the best from their press conference as well before practice. This Commander's final 53-man roster is now intact. They've also put together a 14-member practice squad. There are 17 available spots, Washington only choosing to use 14 of them. We'll get into that coming up top of the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, though, our guy Rob is in Haymarket wanting to chime in. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, Linnell, I hear you smiling over the radio, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm cheesing from ear to ear, man.
Man, you sound excited. Listen, I'm just glad all the drama is over. You know, you mentioned, you know, all that negative publicity, but, you know, that low road was really paid by Terry going on Eastern Motors. And, man, I'm so glad we have a front office today that can think about the Commanders being champions for years.
Right.
And definitely building in that way. And at the same time, they showed respect for the young man for what he's done. So if there is a winner, I think it's our organization. And yeah, I think ultimately it's the fans, man, because we have a lot to look forward to in the future.
I definitely agree with it, Rob. You put it beautifully, my friend. I hope you're able to enjoy the rest of your night, brother. Rob just like kind of scratched the itch for me because we're all winners. We are all winners. I think the Commanders are the big winners at the end of the day because this team with McLaurin on the field and without McLaurin on the field, night and day difference. Night and day difference. But as we get into the details of the contract, and we'll do that as we roll throughout the 7 o'clock hour, it just feels like to me, genuinely, that like everybody won. Everybody won. Washington's not breaking the bank. They're not hurting themselves financially down the line. And then for Terry McLaurin, when you really break down the deal, he's a tick under $30 million per year annually. And to me, set this back with Grant Paulson like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I thought it was totally disrespectful for the AAV on his deal to not start with a three. Now, technically, it's 29 point something, so it technically doesn't start with a three, but they got as close as they possibly could. The one thing that I continue to go back to throughout this process is the lack of leaks that came out from Washington's camp. The lack of leaks that came out from Washington's camp. And I know I'm not even 100% certain in that because there were leaks that came out throughout this process. I'm going to assume that those leaks were coming from McLaurin's camp because throughout this process, man, it was really viewed and put to us that, yeah, things are messy. Two sides aren't too thrilled with each other. I'm learning in real time just as you all are. Here's the other thing that we don't really talk about here. I'll say the quiet part out loud, right? We're simply not accustomed to going through a high-profile negotiation like this. Why? Because nobody's been worth it. Nobody's been worth it. So the fact that Terry McLaurin is worth this money, is worth this type of fight, I think it's a good thing for all parties involved. And I think the way that Adam Peters and company handled it, you know, may have frustrated some of us how long it took, but the fact that they got to this point when they did, I think is huge. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I told you we'd let you hear from Diana Russini of Scoop City. We'll do that coming up on the other side of the break. We're way over the clock here. In this 7 o'clock hour, we'll take a look at the Commanders' final 53-man roster. We'll look at the practice squad, and we'll also take a look at this. I think the depth of this team has improved at certain spots, but it's still something that I worry about. But guess what? That is okay. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will let you hear from Diana Russini of The Athletic. She's got some insider information about just how high of a number Terry and his camp came in with initially when it comes to these contract negotiations. All that and more coming up next here on Overtime.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Just getting rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and O. Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Just had to... Just had to say goodbye to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Always an eventful conversation with him. Check him out tomorrow, 4 to 7, over on the Burgundy and Gold today on the Team 980. A lot more to get to, though, here tonight, man. This has been an eventful afternoon in terms of football, nationally, locally. If you're just now joining us, earlier this afternoon, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, addressing the media right before practice, if I'm not mistaken, yes, right before practice. And, you know, it's their state of the offseason address. They did this last year right before the start of the regular season. It's their cutdown day address, I guess, is how I should be phrasing it. But coming up top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll let you hear the best from that conversation. But I think all in all, I said at the start of the show, if the last couple of weeks have been like, you know, isolated thunderstorms and a torrential downpour. Ever since Saturday, I'm going to go back to Saturday. That's when I'm going to really say things changed a little bit. Because my vibe changed when I saw Terry McLaurin in the prayer circle. And I know what some of y'all are saying. What the hell is a prayer circle have to do with anything, with a contract, so on and so forth? It let me know that, you know what? Despite him being upset, despite him being disgruntled, maybe we are getting closer, because you don't show up to the game Saturday and participate in the prayer circle if you ain't getting a little bit closer. Because I'll be honest with you, and y'all, if y'all been listening to me, I know how I feel. The fact that he didn't show up for the Bengals game, that was definitely something that was on my mind that made me go, uh-oh, where are things going from here? But I think him showing up Saturday to the game was awesome, made me feel a little bit better. And then participating in the prayer circle, as stupid as it may sound to you all, it was something that moved the needle for me. So Terry McLaurin back in the fold. The sun starting to shine a little bit for the 2025 Washington Commanders. And one thing we'll ask as we roll into the 8 o'clock hour, now that this deal is done, has your outlook for 2025 changed at all? And just a little quick teaser here. It has a little bit. And I'm curious to get you all's, you know, answers on this at 1-800-636-1067. Before we get into that, though, a couple of housekeeping notes we got to get to. Right now, I want to let you hear from Diana Russini, senior writer for The Athletic, also the host of the Scoop City podcast. You can download that wherever you get your podcast. Diana Russini, longtime NFL insider, pretty plugged in around the National Football League. She had some really good insight into these Terry McLaurin contract negotiations. And, you know, the one thing that's always been interesting about this process is that folks have said, well, Terry started too high, or the Commander started too low. as I said in the opening segment, I haven't heard a lot of leaks from Washington's point of view, but this is a leak coming from, I would assume, Terry McLaurin's camp or somebody throughout this process. Diana Russini giving us some insight as to just how high of a number Terry was initially asking for.
Conversations between Terry's camp and the Washington Commanders began back at the combine. And this just seems like it was harder than it probably had to be. And I'm sure we'll get into the dissection of maybe this could have just been done a little sooner. But we know that Terry was shooting for the moon right out of the gate. Their asking price initially was somewhere around $40, $41 million a year.
Whoa.
And, you know, now they land, here in the low 30s. And look, that's what a negotiation is, right? You ask for top money. And you hope to get somewhere. And obviously the Washington Commanders didn't believe that he was worth at the top of the market, but they were able to come to an agreement, which from what I can gather talking to both sides of this, everyone seems just absolutely thrilled that this was ironed out and agreed to.
Did you hear James Palmer's audible? Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Yeah, whoa. So according to Diana Russini, this is nutty. Terry asked for a contract from an AAV standpoint, according to Diana Russini, that would have reset the market. Right now, the highest paid wide receiver in terms of AAV is Ja'Marr Chase with the Cincinnati Bengals. $40.2 million per is what the average of his contract is. According to Diana, Terry was asking for $41 million per year on average. Huh? But here's the thing. I had that reaction when I first heard that clip, but then I thought a little bit. Well, it's the art of negotiation, and because I am a young 27-year-old that hasn't brokered any type of big type of deal in my life, that's just the art of negotiation. You start high, you shoot for the moon, so that you're able to fall somewhere in the middle here. And I think for Terry McLaurin, getting to a point where you got, $30 million per, I think it's a win for McLaurin. I also think it's a win for the Washington Commanders in terms of where it puts him in terms of wide receiver salary in the National Football League. Brandon Ayuk averages $30 million per. Tyreek Hill averages $30 million per. And I always felt like that, it had to start at $30 million per because T. Higgins, who was the highest paid number two wide receiver in the NFL, his AAV was 28.7. Terry's not a number two. So paying him like a number two, one, would have been super disrespectful, but two, just wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense. So happy that the deal ultimately got done. The big question that I have now is like, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? It feels like, and maybe this is just me being optimistic, I guess. I hope this group is able to hit the ground running offensively because the number one reason why I've always felt like, Washington needed McLaurin more than McLaurin needed Washington, the functionality of this offense minus Terry McLaurin, I had question marks about it. I had major question marks about it. So I've said this all throughout this process. I think Deebo Samuel is going to be a godsend for this offense next year. And I think based off of what we've been able to see in camp, how he has been used as a traditional wide receiver is really what gets me eager and excited about next year. But in terms of Deebo, Austin Ekeler, and I think most importantly, right, Zach Ertz, those guys could not be the best version of themselves, right, without Terry McLaurin being on the field, right? Without having that legitimate vertical threat that keeps defensive coordinators up at night, without having that guy that dictates coverage where you got a shade of safety over to his side. Like, without Terry, that guy does not exist for the Washington Commanders. And, by and large, it would have made everyone's lives more difficult. Now that Terry's back in the fold, the dude who I think is going to be the biggest beneficiary, I think it's one or two guys. I look at Zach Ertz, and I look at Deebo Samuel. And I look at both of those guys for two different reasons. For Zach Ertz, here's why I think he is one of the biggest beneficiaries. When you talk about spacing over the middle of the field, the best way that I can describe this, right, without Terry McLaurin, they would be trying to function offensively with red zone-like spacing is the best way that I would put it. Because without Terry, it's man-to-man coverage across the board. It's a single high safety. It's eight in the box, and you just deal with it. With Terry, though, you got to play too high. You can't stack the box, and you probably have to shade a safety to Terry McLaurin's side, because all my football junkies out there understand this. When you see Terry McLaurin, when 17 is in one-on-one coverage on the perimeter, you know where the football's going. And I think Jayden Daniels knows that. I think Cliff knows that. I think Terry knows that. So I think bringing him back into the saddle here, uber important, and it's something that, you know, I hope we don't have to deal with for a long time. But here's the thing, and I said that to kind of give you all some tougher news. The Terry contract, think about this, right? Terry was stalwart before this regime got here. Instrumental in the community, uber productive, didn't matter who the quarterback was. They found it difficult to pay him. How do you think it's going to go when Laramie Tunsil's up for a new deal? When, you know, Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvu, Biotish, and et cetera, are up for a new deal? How do you think it's ultimately going to go? So one thing I learned about AP and company throughout this process, and it's sort of a love-hate type of thing. I hated the fact that this thing dragged out the way that it did, but I love the fact that we have responsible decision makers within the front office that weren't going to jeopardize the future of this franchise for 2025. So definitely excited about that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Wade in Southeast. Wants to chime in. What's up, Wade?
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call, man. Dang, you know, sometimes you be sitting on wait. You don't know if your call is going to be accepted or not. But one thing I was going to say that I knew this Terry deal was going to get done is off the Art Monk, the video they had, like letting Art Monk know that we're going to honor you in the ring of in the stadium. He said, and then, you know, you got to go back and look at it, but he said, we're going to honor ours. Once he said that, as a wide receiver's position that Art Monk played, you already knew that's Terry McCord. Okay? Next, you got a celebration for Santana Moss, the cowboy killer himself. You know they about to sign Terry McCord. Why was everybody so scared? It's a business. That's what the sign got.
Wade coming off with the attitude of, see, I told you so. Wade, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. 1-800-636-1067. Anthony is out in D.C. What's up, Anthony?
Yo.
What's going on, Play? How you doing, man?
Doc think you didn't know what you was doing. You knew exactly what you was doing.
Hey, man. See what I did? Don't see how I got them lines lit up, right? It's a method to my madness, Anthony. You know what I'm,
you know what I'm talking about. You knew exactly what you was doing. As far as the contract go, me personally, I thought he would have got more guaranteed money. But if he's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because when it's all said and done, the one constant thing is the team.
Right.
Players come and go. I mean, we get attached to them, yeah. But I'm always going to be a Commanders fan, Redskins fan. So, like I said, he signed it. If he's happy with it, I'm happy for him. But I would have thought maybe 50 would have been
in terms of the guarantees. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And we'll go through the details of the contract as we roll throughout the show. Appreciate you as always, Anthony. Enjoy the rest of your night, brother. Yeah, we'll go through the details as we roll throughout the show here, because there is an argument to be made that, you know, was it worth holding out to get this? But I think the bottom line is Terry's happy, the team's happy, and we all should be happy, because finally the conversation can shift from AAV and guaranteed money and so on and so forth, age, to football. Speaking of football, we're going to talk football on the other side of the break. The Commanders finalized their 53-man roster, and they put the practice squad together. We'll go through that coming up on the other side of the break, and then I'll ask you this question at 1-800-636-1067. What is the position group? What position group on this football team, when you look at the depth, you go, and you're a little bit concerned about it? We'll take your calls on that next. This is The Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our pal Kevin Sheehan going to join the program, the host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, the Team 980. Always good catching up with Kevin. One thing to me, one thing to me that really gets me about is just putting a bow on the Terry McLaurin conversation here. The one thing that's got me throughout the entirety of this process, and I'm glad that we've been able to put this to bed so we could kind of move on from it. Never during this process, while disagreeing with both parties, talking about Terry and the organization, it was so frustrating and annoying to hear, oh, AP is so stupid and such a dumb general manager and his draft picks are bad. That's why he's not paying Terry. And then this is the other thing that really irritated me. Oh, Terry McLaurin is so greedy and Terry McLaurin is this and Terry McLaurin is that. You can have your disagreement about the way the process is going without trying to, you know, take a big you-know-what on both of the guys involved. You just didn't have to do that. So I'm glad we have finally put this to bed. I want to get into the Commanders' final 53-man roster because this interests me. If you were with us Saturday right after the preseason finale went final, I gave you my 53-man roster projection. And I made another one on Monday. And the one thing that I was torn about, a couple of things rather, that I was torn about when it came to the final 53 was, one, how many quarterbacks were they ultimately going to keep? That was a big question of mine. They ultimately went with three quarterbacks. I'll be real here. Don't know if Josh Johnson earned his way onto this final 53. I thought he was much better day in and day out during practice than he was compared to his performances during these three games. But obviously there's a familiarity there and a comfortability with a veteran like Josh Johnson. So they say, you know what? Let's just keep him here on the final 53. Washington going with three quarterbacks. That was a little bit of a surprise to me. And I know based off of some convos on social media, a lot of you felt that two quarterbacks was the way to go. I thought Jeff Driskel was going to ultimately get a call, whether or not Washington went with three quarterbacks or not. They go with four running backs. We all know who the suspects are in that room. Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols, Bill Merritt, Chris Rodriguez. This running back room, while I'm excited about it, right, because we think Bill's got the goods to be a dynamic back in this league. We know Chris Rodriguez is going to be that hammer first and second down back and get the short red zone opportunities. We know what Austin Eckler can do with the football in his hands as a receiver as well as a running back. And then Jeremy McNichols, really to me, the jack of all trades, gives you everything you want in pass pro, runs hard in between the tackles, and then is a threat with the ball in his hands as well. As much as I am a fan of the running back room, and I think this team is as well, word to Doc Walker, running back room outside of Eckler hasn't busted a grape, hasn't done anything. So there is a sense of uncertainty with that room. That's just being honest about it. That's not me being a hater or anything like that. That's just being real. It's a relatively unproven group. And the other thing to me, and I love me some Bill Kroski Merritt. I think he has the goods. The one question that I have with him is after the two preseason games that we saw him in, New England and then Cincinnati, the following practices right after the game, he's in a black non-contact jersey. And then he didn't play at all in the preseason finale. So you have to wonder about durability. Can he hold up for a 17-game regular season? And I think this is the big part of, you know, you got to have multiple guys here in this backfield that can carry the load, because I don't think Bill Merritt is ready for, you know, 17 to 20 carries week in and week out. I just don't know if his body is up for it. He's a tough dude. You can just tell that just by talking to him. But you got to prioritize health, and you want him to be ready to go down the stretch as well. So the running back room, a little bit interesting to me when it comes to the Washington Commanders. The receiver room, they go with five wide receivers instead of six. The one thing that kind of gets me, right, I would have went with six probably, but I get the way the numbers game played out here. Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane. Noah Brown, and I love Noah Brown as much as an X-Man does. I thought Terry did a really nice job highlighting earlier this afternoon. Noah's just first team all adversity, man. Been through a lot, overcome a lot. I can always get down with a dude like that because I'm the same way here. The one thing I'll say, though, about Noah, and I'm not trying to comfort the kid, hadn't been healthy at all throughout the entirety of his career. So relying on him week in and week out, I think is a very dangerous proposition, and it's a big reason why I would have been comfortable keeping six guys on the active roster. Now, here's the thing. You're always going to have your practice squad call-ups on that Friday or Saturday, rather, is when I think it comes out, and that'll let you know if a guy's going to be active or inactive on game day. So I understand that. Adding Terry to this room changes the dynamic for me, right? Bringing him in this room changes the dynamic. We've talked about it really for the past couple of weeks in terms of just his impact, you know, from a schematic X's and O's standpoint. I thought it was huge. The tight end room was interesting. They went with four tight ends. Colson Yankoff makes the final 53. I wonder if he did not have that 52-yard catch and run, would they have felt like, maybe he's a guy that we can sneak onto the practice squad. But obviously, you know, that's a moot point at this point. As Colson Yankoff makes the final 53. The offensive line, they go with nine cats. Tunsil, Brandon Coleman, Tyler Biadasz, Nick Allegretti, Andrew Wiley, Josh Connerly, George Faint, Chris Paul, and Trent Scott. Here is the thing about the offensive line group. I love this group. I think it's one of their deepest positions on the team. If there is one question, one issue that I would have about this Commanders offensive line, where is the backup center? I know Nick Allegretti is currently penciled in to be that guy. Based on what we saw from him in camp as the backup center, the most important part of the job, and I played center in high school, I played center in Little League. So snapping the ball is the most important thing. The issue that Allegretti has had, and it's a hard job. First of all, center is one of the hardest positions in the NFL. The thing about snapping and then having to go block is tough. Zins World types, Paul played well as the backup center in preseason. Chris Paul did not get any reps as backup center in preseason, so I don't know what you're talking about there. But Nick Allegretti snapping the football, to me, is the issue. I would have definitely been down to bring in a guy on the practice squad or keep a guy on my final 53 that you know has that ability. Because right now, if Tyler Biadasz goes out, it is Nick Allegretti that is going to slot in, excuse me, as that backup center. I would think that they're going to sign somebody if they do get into an injury situation. I think it's something where they sign a guy off the street and, you know, allow him to be a part of the mix as well. But other than that, I love this offensive line. George Faint, just a veteran at the tackle spot. I love the depth. I think Chris Paul, the summer that he had, if you do want to give some love to Chris Paul, I dated it. If you go back to my first OTA recap video, first guy I highlighted, Chris Paul came back looking different. Came back looking totally different from a body composition standpoint. Looked way trimmer. That's a good thing, right? You love to see guys taking care of their bodies and so on and so forth, man. Like, that to me is awesome. So he is probably going to be your first interior lineman off the bench. He can play either guard spot. He's even got some tackle versatility. I love having him. Here's the thing, right, with like a common thread here of the backup linemen they kept, Chris Paul, Trent Scott, Andrew Wiley may or may not be a backup, but all three of those guys that I just named, Paul, Trent Scott, and Andrew Wiley, can play guard and tackle. Like, that's the thing to me that I go, I pick up what you're putting down, fellas. I love this. I think there's a ton of versatility with that group. The defensive line group is also interesting. The biggest questions I had going into cut down day about the D-line, two real questions that stood out. After not playing throughout the entirety of the preseason until the finale and not practicing much during camp, I wondered, well, do they feel like they can sneak Javonte Jean-Baptiste onto the practice squad? That was a big question that I had. The other question was this. Will they keep five or four interior defensive linemen? They end up keeping eight guys, and they kept four interior defensive linemen. Javon Kinlaw, Deron Payne, Jerzon Newton, and then Eddie Goldman making this team after coming out of retirement. So they went with four, and Javonte Jean-Baptiste ended up making this final 53 as well. We'll get to the guys on the practice squad coming up here in a moment, but it's a D-line group that is interesting, is how I would describe it. I like the starters. Big fan of this group. I worry about their depth on the interior. right? Javon Kinlaw, if you want to talk about, and I know we spent this offseason calling Marshawn Lattimore that dude, and I don't know if it really made sense or not. In terms of the guys on this defense that have the most pressure on him, I think Javon Kinlaw, whether it's fair or not, is the guy with the most pressure on him going into the regular season. If he does not pan out, right? If he does not pan out at defensive tackle, you are going to be in trouble. You may be in trouble even if he does pan out. Because I'm not sure how big of a fan I am of the depth, right? Like, Eddie Goldman's a feel-good story. I don't know how many snaps I want him playing week in and week out. Jazan Newton. Johnny Newton is a dude. Love his attitude. Love the work ethic. Either you got it or you don't. And I think for him, it's still about getting bigger and stronger and changing, you know, his body composition up a little bit, because I worry about him having the anchor versus the double team. How much yards is he going to give up? Is he going to get blown off of the football? That is my concern a lot of the time with Jazan when he is on the field. But outside of that, man, I think it's a pretty decent group as Washington choosing to go with eight defensive linemen. The linebacker position was awesome. I love what Grant had to say about this yesterday. I thought he hit it right on the head. They end up going with seven linebackers total. Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. I counted Von Miller on my 53 as an edge rusher, but Von, Jordan McGee, Nick Belor, Kane Medrano, and then Ali Cahoe, the undrafted free agent out of UCLA. I was clamoring about him all throughout camp. And then when I saw him in that second preseason game against Cincy, I didn't think he stood out in the first preseason game or just didn't notice him as much. But, like, he plays the linebacker position the right way. Downhill with reckless abandon, not afraid to put his face mask on anybody. See ball, get ball is what you get from Ali Cahoe. And I'll be real, right? And I know I've heard, seen several different guys come on different shows and talk about dudes. Linebacker depth is interesting to me. I thought Jordan McGee, another cat that's just struggled to stay off of the trainer's table throughout his first year plus here in the NFL, you put your hands together and pray to the Lord that he gets healthy. And it's something that, we don't get to or don't have to worry about here as the season goes on. But with Jordan McGee, looked good in the opening series, but then after that, guess what it was? Sucking wind, tired. That's what happens when you don't get to practice each and every day, right? Like, point blank, that's what happens when you don't get to practice each and every day. So I do have some question marks about the depth at linebacker, because Jordan McGee, while I know the coaching staff loves him, I have some concerns about, like, what type of football shape is he in? Because Saturday he looked gassed, point blank. But remember last year what the conversation was. If he didn't get hurt, you would have saw more of that traditional 4-3, defense more and more. I think them using Frankie Louvu more as an edge rusher opens the door for McGee to get more snaps and more opportunity at linebacker. But he's another guy that's got to show it, man. But ultimately love that Ali Cahoe makes his football team. A dude that showed well for himself throughout this offseason. The Kane Medrano conversation is interesting to me. I'm going to say something that's going to probably rub some people the wrong way, but it's just the way that I feel watching stuff. If you had asked me right now to have a linebacker come in to the football game, I would take Ali Cahoe over Kane Medrano. I just think he plays the game faster than Kane Medrano does. And maybe as Kane becomes more familiar with the NFL, that will change. But I like Ali Cahoe right now a little bit more than I actually like Kane Medrano. The thing that I love, though, both of those guys making your 53, your special teams unit should be badass. They should be lethal on special teams. And that is something that I know that they pride themselves on, and it gives me a whole lot of confidence moving forward. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll open up the phones on this. Just went through the final 53-man roster. What position group's depth gives you the most concern? I'll give my take on that as well coming up on the other side. Plus, we'll take a look at this Washington Commanders practice squad. There's one guy that made the practice squad that we all know probably doesn't deserve the job. Tell you who that is next. This is The Fan. one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Taking up the 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. What we're taking your calls on right now is this. I think the depth of this football team has certainly improved at certain spots, but it's still something that I worry about. If I'm being honest, the depth of this football team is still something that I worry about. But here's the thing. I can worry about it all I want, but it's okay that the depth is bad. Right? This is a byproduct of failed draft after failed draft after failed draft from Ron Rivera and the Marty Party, the folks that were making decisions around here before Adam Peters and company got here to town. That's why I have no problem moving on from a Brian Robinson or a Jahan Dotson or an Emmanuel Forbes or a John Allen or a Dante Fowler. Contrary to what we've seen in the past, this front office consistently looking to make this football team better. And that's the best part about it to me. That's why, well, yeah, you grow a personal attachment to certain cats and so on and so forth. When you got to move them, you got to move them. And I know a lot of us, you know, we're indifferent about certain moves that this organization's made, trading Jahan Dotson, trading Brian Robinson Jr., but it's all about making this football team better. The question I have is this, though, at 1-800-636-1067. What position group's depth concerns you the most? 1-800-636-1067. A couple of comments in the chat that I want to get to. Locked On Law says we have no depth at the wide receiver spot. If I was going to circle one unit and go, yeah, that's the group where the depth is not up to snuff, I think wide receiver would be that group for me. Wide receiver for sure is that group for me. You take Noah Brown away from this group, and things are different, right? Terry McLaurin goes down, right? Things ultimately are different all of a sudden. So, yes, the depth at wide receiver, a little bit spotty to me. Feels like they're an injury away at that spot from really having some issue. Another depth spot that concerns me is defensive line, interior defensive line in particular. The interior of this Commander's defensive line, if Javon Kinlaw goes down, if Deron Payne, God forbid, goes down, if Jazon Newton and company have to play hella snaps, like, I'm just not a fan of that. I'm just not. So we will ultimately see how that plays out. But to me, the depth at wide receiver and then interior defensive line is what worries me the most here. What about you, though? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Zins World types at us in the YouTube chat. Zins World types at us in the chat and goes, linebackers, I think, are a question mark for sure, especially depth-wise. It's something to me that is uber important. Uber important. The depth at linebacker, a little bit spotty as well, and I think you need the depth at the linebacker position for this reason. You don't want Frankie Louvu having to play linebacker full-time. That's not ideal. It's not. Ideally, you want him to be able to rush the passer a hell of a lot more. You get afforded that opportunity if a Jordan McGee or a Kane Medrano or Ali Cajo is able to step in and play those snaps, man. Like, this to me is important. Definitely think the linebacker depth is definitely something that is a little bit of a question mark. But honestly, that's really what it means. 1-800-636-1067. So I think the one thing that I'm happy about, or the one group that I'm happy about from a depth standpoint, I love the depth along the offensive line. Also, I'm a big fan of the depth in the secondary as well. So much so, right? They're a fan of their depth too. They were getting calls on Noah Igbinoghene, right? Like, he's a guy that started games for you and is now going to be your fifth corner. I think that for sure is a good thing. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What position group on this football team, in terms of depth, are you most concerned about? 1-800-636-1067. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, Noah? Thanks for taking my call, my
Yes,
brother.
Indeed, man. I appreciate you.
I know we go with a lot of fourth and the kicker, Harley, punts, and also field goals, but I think it's the kicker. like everybody else is saying. I think, but it is the kicker, and you just hit the other one. Is the center, just in case, God forbid, you know, main center goes down. But man, what I enjoy, man, is the running backs.
Yeah,
man, Crosby, man. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's got a little bit of Jahmyr Gibbs,
huh?
Le'Veon Bell.
That's a hell of a compliment. I don't know if I'm willing to go that far, but I get the point that you're trying to make. Definitely brings an explosive element to this Washington Commanders backfield that, quite frankly, they desperately need it. So I totally agree with you, and I appreciate the call as always, Alex. Make sure you have a good night, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Continuing to take your calls on this. The depth for the Washington Commanders, spotty at a couple of different positions. What position group's depth concerns you the most? 1-800-636-1067. Your calls on that next. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. Taking up the 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Coming up in about a half hour, our pal Kevin Sheehan going to join the program, the host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, which you can check out weekdays 10 to 1 over on our sister station, the Team 980. Coming up in the final hour, ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky going to join the program. Get his thoughts on the Terry McLaurin contract extension, plus the outlook for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Right now, though, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. The question is this. I'll be real, right? Like, I've got some real concerns and question marks about the depth at certain spots on this football team. The question is this. What position group's depth concerns you the most? And for me, it's no slight to this group. For me, the depth at wide receiver has always been a concern. But I think the other one that I've kind of unearthed here and really started to talk about more, the interior of the defensive line, especially when you consider how big it's going to be that Washington gets better at stopping the run this year. Last year, third worst in the National Football League in terms of rushing yards allowed before contact, meaning their big boys up front were getting blown off of the football. Well, the doctor orders Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, Eddie Goldman to come in here and help solidify this team's run defense. I said it in the last segment. I'll reiterate it here again. And look, talking about things through the lens of pressure, I think is fool's gold at times, because sometimes you're saying the quiet part out loud or the obvious part, I guess. The dude with the most pressure on him on this football team is Javon Kinlaw. He's got to pan out. He's got to pan out. And I differ from what a lot of you have said. What a lot of you have said is, why did they overpay, especially during the Terry stuff, why did they overpay Javon Kinlaw? They didn't overpay Javon Kinlaw at all. When you talk about his position group in the AAV, the average annual salary, like, he's near the bottom, right? Like, in terms of AAV, Javon Kinlaw tied for the 23rd highest AAV in the NFL. So they're not paying him too much. But when you think about the lack of pedigree here, he is a guy that is a former number 14 overall pick, and he just has not been as good as he's supposed to be. Point blank. Now, I believe that here in the nation's capital, there's something in the water, right? Out in Ashburn, to where they're getting the most out of guys. Like, think about how many guys came in here last year and finally lived up to their billing. There's one guy in particular, man. Noah Igbinoghene is a former first-round pick, y'all. Hadn't looked like it for much of his career, but he comes here to Washington last year, and then boom, it's like he's got a jetpack strapped to his back, and he takes off. So I have confidence that, yes, this is going to be a situation where, yeah, Javon Kinlaw is a little bit better. But how much better is he? And, like, that's not really my question here. The depth at that group, Jazan Newton, Eddie Goldman, those are the first two guys off the bench. Is Johnny Newton going to take a step forward in year number two? We understand what last year was about for him, right? Two surgically repaired feet, not getting the chance to really get better this offseason, but he had to worry about rehabbing. Now that that is on the back burner, what are you going to get from him? Because let's just remember this about Jerzon Newton. This is a young man that was billed as a first-round pick. If it wasn't for the injuries to the lower body, he more than likely would have been a first-round pick. So the fact that, you know, we're now in year two, the expectations are sky high, whether it's fair or not. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What position group's depth concerns you the most here on the Washington Commanders? For me, it's the interior defensive line and wide receiver. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. Tyler is in Richmond. Wants to chime in. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. My answer to this question would be the secondary, only because we've only seen a small sample size of the key players. But as the season starts and the ones start playing with the ones, I think that you're going to see I think you're going to see a bigger size of key players. And as we get into the season, we'll have a better idea of what we have.
Yeah, I totally agree. Appreciate you as always, Tyler. 1-800-636-1067. Sean is in Winchester. Want to chime in. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, youngest in charge?
What's going on, brother, man? How are you?
The perfect one to talk to, man. we're the oldest team in the league.
well, there you go.
I haven't looked it up. I don't know the stats on it, but, I mean, I just talked to the producer, and he even said, like, the youngest is, like, 28.1 or something. You know.
The average for the team is 28.1 this year.
That's 2 years. I mean, I guess at 30, people no longer can play football. I don't, you know, that's just like with the Terry McLaurin thing. I don't see it. I mean, I watched Tom Brady play up until his 40s at the biggest position in football. You know what I mean? So
I think the age of the team is skewed because you have a lot of guys that are some of the oldest in the NFL at their position. If you took Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, and Von Miller off of this football team, they wouldn't be considered the oldest. Not even close. They're a relatively young group.
How about this? What if this year they come out and produce the same way they produced last year?
I'd re-sign them again. Honestly. I mean, at some point...
we'd be the second oldest team for 2 years running.
Well, at some point, Sean, I think what we got to realize is that they have outkicked their coverage in year one. This is the way that when you have a top five quarterback on a rookie contract.
Exactly. You got the youngest man in charge running a team of old guys. But at some point, we got built through the draft. You got to give them time.
Right. I think that last 30, part, what you said, is huge, is building through the draft. That's why your Jordan McGee's and your Luke McCaffrey's and your Jerzon Newton's and so on and so forth have to pan out because the depth of this football team, not good. Because Ron Rivera and company couldn't draft well, now it's going to be on Adam Peters and company to build out the base of this roster.
Look what happened to Jamin Davis.
Another guy, yeah. Just kind of is what it is.
I had hopes in him, man. I thought he was going to be our next LeVar Arrington.
Come on, Sean. I appreciate you as always. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn addressing the D.C. media earlier this afternoon. We'll let you hear some of what they had to say next. This is The Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.